It's time for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
If you can't trust a prune, whom can you trust? I mean, isn't a prune just about as basic as you can get? And if a prune turns on you, what's left? Our president scares us. We sit quietly. To err is human, and traditionally, our presidents have been human. Family members disappoint us. Well, not mine, but maybe yours. What can we say? We expected too much, maybe. Or maybe they take after us. Our best friend lets us down. Now she owes us one, right? We hear through the grapevine that we're not getting the promotion we deserve, that the boss has his eye on somebody who came later and does less. Well, hey, we're not surprised. We know bosses. But prunes? A prune should be as trustworthy as a Boy Scout, as unsurprising as grape jelly, as dependable as Christmas. When I read in 1/2-inch purple type on a foil package, pitted prunes, I have every confidence that what it contains is pitted prunes. I am as certain that when I dig down into that slightly moist, sticky bag and pull out a seeded prune, that it will be a seeded prune, as I am that the sun will rise. So when I bite down hard on a seed, my first reaction is a feeling of betrayal. How could there be a seed and a prune in a sack clearly labeled pitted prunes? As my tongue located a rough spot on the corner of my top front tooth, my second reaction was disbelief. The mirror confirmed it. I had broken off a tiny piece of my front tooth. Visions of snaggle-toothed crones who lived in forest huts leapt to mind. I think I see one developing right before my eyes like a Polaroid photo. So that's how a snaggle-toothed crone gets started, I thought bitterly. She bites into a prune with a seed in it. I thought about wrapping up the guilty prune with my piece of tooth in it in a little baggie and carrying it to my dentist with the idea of having it sewed or glued back on, but the fragment had disappeared. Down the old hatch, I told myself grimly. Great tasting snack, I read on the package. Oh, sure, if you like seeds. How come there was not a warning? Pitted prunes with one exception. Oh, sure. This happened in the last century, and it's never happened again. But never again will I bite into the soft, purple wrinkledness of a sweet, juicy prune with the same gustatory anticipation. I may have forgotten sweethearts who jilted me, friends who forgot me, family who forsook me. Well, cross that last one out. Didn't happen. But I never forgave or trusted a prune again. Another piece of my innocence was lost, a shred of my ability to trust hacked away. Tell me, a cynic might ask, how come you didn't lose your innocence, your trust, when you were young, like most people? Simple. The young do not eat prunes.
Join us again for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure. Slice of Life can also be heard anytime through KCCU's podcast. You can listen to Slice of Life through Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcast platforms. Learn more by going to kccu.org.